The events around the time of death could be particularly traumatic, and from what Catherine began to tell me, I deduced that a flood or tidal wave was devastating the village.
There are big waves knocking down trees. There's no place to run. It's cold. The water is cold. I have to save my baby, but I cannot. Just have to hold her tight. I drown. The water chokes me. I can't breathe. Can't swallow. Salty water. My baby is torn out of my arms.
Catherine was gasping and having difficulty breathing. Suddenly, her body relaxed completely, and her breathing became deep and even.
I see clouds. My baby is with me, and others from my village. I see my brother.
She was resting. This lifetime had ended. She was still in a deep trance. I was stunned. Previous lifetimes? Reincarnation? My clinical mind told me that she was not fantasizing this material, that she was not making this up. Her thoughts, her expressions, the attention to particular details, all were different from her conscious state. The whole gamut of possible psychiatric diagnoses flashed through my mind, but her psychiatric state and her character structure did not explain these revelations. Schizophrenia? No. She had never had any evidence of a cognitive or thinking disorder. She had never experienced any auditory hallucinations. She had never heard voices, for example. She had never had any visual hallucinations or visions while awake, or any other type of psychotic episode. She was not delusional, nor was she out of touch with reality. She did not have multiple or split personalities. There was only one Catherine, and her conscious mind was totally aware of this. She had no sociopathic or antisocial tendencies. She was not an actress. She did not use drugs, nor did she ingest hallucinogenic substances. Her use of alcohol was minimal. She had no neurological or psychological illnesses that could explain this vivid, immediate experience while hypnotized. Since Catherine had recognized her niece in an ancient lifetime, I impulsively asked her if I was present in any of her lifetimes. I was curious about my role, if any, in her remembrances. She responded quickly, in contrast to the previous very slow and deliberate recall.
You are my teacher, sitting on a ledge. You teach us from books. You are old with gray hair. You're wearing a white dress with gold trim. Your name is Diogenes. You teach us symbols, triangles. You are very wise, but I don't understand. The year is 1568 B.C.
This date was approximately 1,200 years before the noted Greek Cynic philosopher Diogenes. The name was not an uncommon one in ancient Greece. I assume that a white dress with gold trim meant a Greek toga.